These paintings are magnificent, are they not? They depict the alliance between your species and mine. How humans and Fae alike came together to seal away the powerful darkness that was Anwer hundreds of years ago. Hello? Oh! Dairy me! I do apologize for startling you like that, human. You must have been lost deep in thought. It's a rare sight to see a human wandering around in these ancient halls. Here, let me help you up. Are you all right? Good. Allow me to introduce myself. I am the Fairy Queen Titania. I rule over the Fae here. Please, there's no need for that. Just call me Titania. I do not fancy royal titles, as I treat my people and visitors how I want to be treated. Now, where did you come from, human? You seem lost. Ah, I see now. You were exploring the woods out there. It's not something I would recommend. The trees are incredibly thick in some areas, and there is no proper path. It would be better to find yourself a companion who knows the area well next time. I do know that many humans have gotten lost in those woods. If they're lucky, my people find them and nurse them back to health. Some have returned home, while others have decided to stay here in this kingdom. Oh no, they did not turn into Fae. Where did you hear that from? Ah, I see. After all, you humans are immune to magic. However, it warms my heart to see such unity among our species. Namely, how Fae are willing to rescue humans, and how humans have assisted us with many things in this kingdom. It's great when we work together. It makes me proud. What's that? Oh, well, stare away, friend. It's all right. It only means that I've done a good job at taking care of myself. And that my tailors did a wonderful job with this dress. You have no idea. They just love making me these extravagant garments. I cannot fault them for enjoying what they do, though. And this is my preferred style, especially the cut and the sleeves. You like the colors? I guess purple and white really do suit me then. Oh? You wish to be just as unique as I am? I see. Well, dear human, come with me to the balcony. I think I have a cure for such thoughts. I've seen this many times. Humans have a tendency to doubt themselves whenever they cross paths with one that isn't their species, especially when they perceive the other to be greater or more experienced than they are. The humans I speak to often tell me about how they wish they could wield magic. They think magic is the only thing that enables them to accomplish incredible feats. I can assure you that is not the case. It might surprise you to learn that many Fae are tired of magic and wish to be human. When a human doubts themselves in front of me, I tend to bring them up to the balcony. Worry not, my new friend. You're in good hands. Breathtaking, is it not? Do you see the earth? The trees growing out of the earth? And the rain clouds far off in the distance? They are all linked together, and each has a unique purpose. That's right. In the same way, everybody, humans and Fae alike, have a special purpose in this vast world. I am sure you have assisted many in your journey, and in turn, have been assisted by many. I bring people up here to remind them to see the value within themselves. So, you may not be a fairy queen, but the world does not need more fairy queens. Whether you believe it or not, there are many out there who appreciate you for simply being you. If you ask me, this world does not need more magic or more power. Sometimes, the desire for those things result in war and corruption. I think what the world needs more of is altruism and kindness. Does that surprise you? Tell you something. My life was saved by a human knight once. I was returning home from an excursion to a neighboring kingdom. Although I was advised against doing so, I was traveling alone that day. A powerful party of goblins had set up a trap in the forest. The next thing I knew, I was on the ground, and several goblins were standing over me, wielding their great axes. I thought that was going to be the end of me. Then, suddenly, out of nowhere, a knight appeared on a huge black horse. Goblin magic didn't work on him because he was a human, and he eventually overpowered them with his strength. He knocked all the goblins out cold. Then, he escorted me back to this castle safely. That's not the only brave human I've encountered, and I've also heard many stories about you wonderful humans. However, if you ask me, it is not necessary to have accomplished some great feat in order to be great. Your value lies in your existence, in the small things you do that create big changes down the line. We all live under the same sky, and so, it is important we find ways to work together for the benefit of all. Don't mention it. I'm just a fairy looking out for a traveling human. That's all. Say, the sun is setting. I do not recommend traveling through the woods in the dark. If you desire, you may stay here, in this castle. Would you like to? All right, that can be arranged. Come with me. I'll find someone who can assist you.